Paul's Volatile World. Okay, before we review the Tosos, I just want to share with everyone that which appears in the Mishnas Rabbi Aaron. It's Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Zecher Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha, in Chelek Beis, Daf Kuf Tzadi Dalid. He's talking here specifically about this Tosos that we discussed yesterday. And he writes, Shitas HaTosos, but Perakam and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayim and Beis, Dibra HaMaschel, Venech Tamin, the Gimel Svarim Niftachin, Shel Tzadikim, Gemurim, Vechule. There are three Svarim that open, one of Tzadikim, one of Rishayim, and one of Beinonim. Dekoi Al Olam Haba. Tosos says that those Svarim, and the writing in those Svarim, is a writing for Olam Haba. V'nechtamim l'chayim hu l'chay Olam Haba. So that's V'chein Pirish HaKalir, talking about the Piyut on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Tzadikim L'chaye Ad. I don't know, I'm not familiar with that Piyut. Ayin Perusho Begimel Sfarim. V'yotzi Mizeh, the Malvad HaDin Al Etzem HaChayim. This is Rav Aaron Cutler's observation. It says, in addition to the Din on life itself, V'al Kol HaMa'oros B'Shana HaMishchadashas, in the year to come. Remember, Tosa said that based on whether or not the person's Ben Olam Haba, there's an assessment made as to what kind of year he's going to have or she's going to have to make the Cheshbon right for the end of days. I understand that it's difficult, but do you understand that that's what he said? You're a cute guy.
It requires a little...
Yeah, we're trying.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just mortals, and we're trying to understand that which is really...
No, that sounds fatalistic.
Beyond us. What do you mean when you say that?
Like, it sounds like we're giving up.
What, you and I?
Yeah.
We're saying we can't understand it?
Yeah.
I'm saying we're working on it right now.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
All right. I'm going to continue doing my shtadlus. I hope you'll do the same.
Okay.
So he says... Wow. The Malvad HaDin... Al etzem hachayim v'al kol hamauros b'shana mischadashas. In addition to the judgment regarding life and the events of the year to come, nifsak bedino. There's also a judgment im shayach lachaye olam ube'ezo mida ulehevech chas v'shalom. Is this person on a path to olam haba or not?
That's an addition?
What's that? He's saying that's what we get from Tosos.
Right.
That there are these two cheshbonos going on. What's going to be in the year to come, and is this person a Ben Olam Haba or not? I mean, Tosos basically said that one is tully on the other. In other words, if the guy's a Ben Olam Haba or if he's not, that's going to dictate what kind of year he's going to have to ensure that when it comes time, he'll either be able to get to Olam Haba with his full share, or he'll have gotten his full reward here, and he'll just go straight to the absence of Olam Haba. He won't go to he'll cease to exist, or he'll go to Gehenna, however you want to look at it. But now he has a question, and perhaps this is your question. Ulechora tzarich ian harei matzavo l'Olam Haba yachol lishtanos u'mishtana behechrech b'chol zman. Well, what do you mean? His standing can change at every moment, and likely will change. Any person is always acting or not acting, as the case may be. The kol yimei chayav eini yodeya adayin ha'asidos ve'ein donin klal al zeh u'may shaychas ladun b'Rosh Hashanah Olam Haba. How is it that every year on Rosh Hashanah there's some type of judgment for Olam Haba? What about what everything that he's going to do in the year to come? I think this is what you asked yesterday.
Uh-huh. Every day we have
exactly. So you're mechaving to Rav Aaron Cutler's question. Achagether hu, so now he's going to try to explain. The nifsak lefi matzavo da'achshav. Now he's judged based on Basher Husham. Im hu tzadik, o rasha, v'geder madrigaso, based on his level of rishos or tzidkus. Vonogea zelagabe kol hahanhaga imo mehashemayim bedino shel Rosh Hashanah. And that's going to dictate the type of judgment he has from Shemayim as decided on Rosh Hashanah. Umeiza mekor mashpiyim lo hatova ubegeder siyata dishmaya al matzava haruchani v'kama nishmar me'ashamayim begeder ragle chazdav yishmar v'siyata dishmaya b'chol pinimiyuso v'yachasim elov melamala. After vade nishar habechir b'yoda l'tova l'hefech, it's true that going forward he could continue to do good or he could do the opposite. Aval matzavo, his condition, his state, v'ha'efshariyut shelo heim ba'ofen acher lagamri v'hashpa he me'otzer acher. Now these are words, we could explain the words, right? I don't know that we're going to fully understand the idea.
I don't understand the last like paragraph.
Well, it's, honestly, it's all one paragraph.
I don't understand the last.
So,
but the matzav and the
okay,
what happens?
No geizel agabe kol hahanhaga imo me'ashmayim bedinos Rosh Hashanah. Saying what happens on Rosh Hashanah basically dictates the way he is dealt with throughout the year from Shemayim. What does that mean? From what source mashbiim lo hatova? From what source he is given good? Shefa, he's... Yeah. So from what source his goodness comes, or he is inspired for good, he's granted good? Ubegeder siyata d'shmaya al matzavo haruchani. How much siyata d'shmaya is he going to get? How much divine assistance is he going to get in his spiritual quest? How much, and I know this is a separate discussion entirely, but how much hashgacha is he going to get?
Mm-hmm. Name drop.
Va'afta vadi nishar b'chir b'yada l'tov l'afach. And it's true that, you know, we're talking about what's going to happen on Rosh Hashanah, what's being decided, as it were, on Rosh Hashanah for the year to come. He says it's true that a person continues to have bechira, to do good or not do good. Aval matzavo v'afshariyut shelo heim ba'ofen acher legamri. I don't know what exactly that means. He said his matzav, his condition, and the possibilities are ba'ofen acher legamri. V'hashpa'a he me'otzer acher. Yes, he has bechira, but apparently some of what he's going to do may be affected by the judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Some of the hashba, there's a hashba that he may or may not have based on the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. Umeod yisorir ha'adam im chas v'shalom nisak lamala b'pinkas shel rishayim v'nichtav. V'nechtam v'chulei. V'chas v'shalom b'geder rishayim b'chayehem kruyim mesim. V'chiyuso hu b'ofen acher u'mamash b'metzias acheres. U'lezeh yutzdak ha'loshon nechtamim v'chulei. V'hine b'nogeh l'hadin yitachen shezocha b'rachamim. It's true, when it comes to din, maybe he'll merit mercy. Oh, avor zechus mitzvah, ob zechus avosav, abonogeya lapsak, imhu tzadik or rasha, chas v'shalom, ubeiza darga, hareza psak barur lefimasav, umaod yecharad al zel atakin komash afshar. Well, you want to try to understand what he's saying? Okay.
Can it be that last line?
Yeah.
Forward.
He says, "Matzavo ve'efsharuso shalhim ba'ofen acher legamri, hashpa he me'otzer acher." And there's those two concurrent cheshbonos going on here. Ma'od yisorer ha'adam im chas v'shalom nisak l'mal b'pinkas shal rishayim v'nechta v'nechtam. I guess it would be to misa. Chas v'shalom b'geder rishayim b'chayehim kruyim mesim. Guy's a Rasha. He might be alive, but his year and the year to come gonna be a different type of year. He says that's why it makes sense that the Gemara says that the person is nechtam for Misa. It's true that when it comes to the din, yeah, maybe it'll be chosavos. Maybe there'll be rachmim for some other reason, but nogeya to the psak. What was the decision? What type of person is this? Is he a tzaddik or rasha, or and on what level? And as such, what type of year is he going to have? That's psak borer lefi masav umod yecharad al zelatakin kol mashasher. So a person should try to fix that as best he can.
He's saying.
Yeah. So that's the way that Rav Aaron Cutler is understanding his Tosfos. And I think the way you put it is very correct, that yes, there's Bechira, and yes, what you do in the year to come can certainly effectuate a change in your standing and your status, but on Rosh Hashanah there's some type of judgment, din, that's made as to how much Hashkacha you're going to get, how much Siyata Dishmaya you're going to get in terms of your path to Ruchnius. And therefore, as he says, well, says Lashon, since it's a psak bor lefi ma'isav ma'od yecharad al zeh l'takin kol ma'ashavshah. A person should obviously try to increase. We don't say, well, it is what it is. You know, we don't say, well, it happened in Rosh Hashanah, that's it. I'm done. There's nothing I can do about it. Of course, that's not true.
Does this reflect in any way on...
But I think what I think he's saying is, listen, there's an assessment made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes an assessment. Is this a Ben El Mahaba? Is this not a Ben El Mahaba? Okay, and based on that, right now, Bashir Husham, and based on that, what kind of year is he going to have in the year to come? Meaning what? Ha-Hanhaga Imo Me'ashamayim Me'ezem Akar Mashpiyim Lohatova The Geder Siyata Dishmaya Kama nishmar me hashemayim. That's hashgacha. And it's true, he's certainly going to have bechira throughout the year, but the matzavo va'efshariyut shelo heim ba'ofen acher legamri. What I think that means is, yes, he's going to have bechira, but the opportunities that are going to be right. available to him may be different than they would be for someone else. Yes, he's going to have Bechiri in each situation that he's presented, but...
The choices are different.
The opportunities might be different, right? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Say choice? But basically, and this is according to this understanding, the din and the kind of assistance doesn't necessarily change. So even if you did Tshuva, you might still have...
Right.
You might still not have that assistance.
That's what it seems like.
It's like you're still...
That could change your standing... Yeah, I don't know, for the next Rosh Hashanah's judgment, but right, you're not going to necessarily get more or less assistance.
It's like getting a handicap pass for like 1 year. Like you have it,
right? Exactly.
No matter what you do, and if you don't have it, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You can't appeal for in the middle of the year.
Exactly. When you say handicap, you mean for parking?
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Like, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that seems like an apt mashal, 2016. Yeah. Okay, just for those that weren't here yesterday or were here but otherwise forgot the Gemara. The Gemara is on Daf Tazayim and Beis in Masechas Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Kruspidoi, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Shlosha Sfarim Neftachim Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shal Roshan Gemurin, Echad Shal Tzadikin Gemurin, the Echad Shel Beinonim, Book of the Tzadikim, Book of the Rishayim, and a Book of the Intermediate People, the Middle of the Road People. And I'll call them Average if you want. Tzadikim Gemurin, Nechtovim, Venechtam, La'altar L'chayim. Rishayim Gemurim, Nechtovim, Venechtam, La'altar L'misa. The righteous are written and sealed immediately for life. the evildoers are written and sealed immediately for death, and the Beinonim are Tuluyim Ve'omdim Me'Rosh Hashanah Ve'ad Yom HaKippurim. Zachu Nechtovim L'Chaim comes Yom Kippur, and those Beinonim are Zocha, so they get Nechtovim L'Chaim. Lo Zachu Nechtovim L'Misa. Alright, then the Gemara continues with the proofs, as it were, for this, the verses. That's not so crucial to our discussion. We went on to see Tosfos, and today we saw one paragraph, but I would say pretty important and pretty helpful in terms of understanding Tosfos, from Rav Aharon Kotler, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Lavrocha, that appears in the Mishnah's Rabbi Aharon, Krach Beis, Daf Kuf Tzadi Dalet. Which Rav, I can now share with you.
Rav.
Wait, just as a coming attraction, as it were, the other, maybe if we were going to do it chronologically, we would have done this one first, but I was very excited to be able to do the Rav Aharon Kotler.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good answer. Good,
but
good,
but, good tshuva. But the Emes L'Yaakov, the Emes L'Yaakov on this Gemara also has a analysis and an explanation over here, exactly what Tosfos is referring to. So perhaps we'll see that tomorrow. The Emes L'Yaakov is Rav Yaakov Melissa, the author of the Nesivos, and that should prove to be helpful as well. So believe that we'll see that tomorrow. We'll stop for a minute. We'll take questions.
How do you spell Lisa?